Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning at the mansion, everybody. At the men's talk show.
Good morning.
Today's topic would be Kingdom in Need of, what is it? Participants by word and deed. Kingdom participants. Thank you for tuning in. If you're tuning in, we want to thank you for voting us in as viewers, and thank you for your comment.
Yeah, thank you for coming on this morning and watching us.
And
All right,
we're going to get into the word in a minute.
Good morning. We had some technical difficulties this morning, but thank you for bearing with us.
Thank you for bearing with us.
Good morning, Brother Charles Mosey.
Good morning.
How you doing?
All right.
Good. All right. All right. Today is the day that the Lord created, so we're going to rejoice in it. Good morning,
we're
going to
rejoice
viewers.
In it.
Woo! Good morning, America.
Good morning.
Woo! Good morning, Tokyo, Japan.
Yes.
Good morning, Beijing, China.
Yes.
Good morning,
New York,
Canada,
California,
Mexico.
San Antonio.
Good morning, of course, Woodhaven, New York,
Mexico, Pittsburgh.
Good morning, Leroy
Waco.
Jackson.
Good morning,
Rodriguez. Good morning, America. Woo, we got a great topic today.
Yes.
Good morning, Mike Mullahy of the NYPD, New York's finest. Come on now. We pray for
good morning.
Every day, it's all the servants of this great and brave country. We have to keep in mind that we're all servants of
yes.
the Lord, and everything we do, we must do in excellence. So thank
in
you,
excellence.
Thank you for all your service out the NYPD, the Fort Worth PD, the Dallas PD,
yes,
the Waco PD. Come on now, Bro Charles.
Yes.
Woo, we got a great topic this morning. We're going to be talking about, we're very excited to have everyone here. Good morning.
Very excited.
Agostino. Happy 50th birthday, Dagger. God bless you, brother, to you and your family. I know it was yesterday, but whew, I'm about to hit that same milestone, too. The big. I did kindergarten with Anthony Agostino, man. Man, good morning. Woo! Praise the Lord for Facebook, man. We keep in touch with everyone.
Yes, yes.
Man, we are excited. See, we're all one body. We all need to know that. It don't matter where we live.
One body.
Or where we work or what we do.
Right.
We're all one once we accept Christ into our hearts.
Yes.
We don't need to know
for
that.
For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son.
Nothing could separate us from the love of Christ. No valley, no mountain, no river,
no,
nothing. No ocean, nothing.
Yes.
No zip code, nothing. The 11421, it's just like I'm
he will never leave
right
you nor forsake you.
Come on now, yeah.
Yes.
We know this. I'm excited this morning, Brother Charles. I'm real excited, man, and yeah, it's a pleasure to see you, man.
You're
ready? You're
yeah. prayed
in this morning? Okay. I mean, I want to get going on this topic.
Let's get prayed in.
You want to pray
this in,
my brother?
Yes. Father God, we come to you in the spirit right now, saying thank you for bringing us together this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for putting us in our right mind.
Yes.
We pray for transformed mind for people all over the world, including ourselves, a prayer for our heart and a steadfast spirit, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you protect our lifestyles, protect our protect our vision, protect our future, protect our homes, protect our bodies.
Yes.
We pray, Father God, by saying, let this cup pass us, not our will, but thy will be done,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God. When temptation rises up against us, Father God, to lead us astray, we pray for the homeless out there, Father God. We pray for those that are poor. We pray for those that are starving. We pray for those that are out there on the streets, Father God, laying on the side of the curb, pushing baskets and sleeping in cardboard boxes. We pray, Father God, that you touch them right now in the name of by the blood of Jesus Christ, Father God.
Pray, Lord,
that you put a blessing in their life right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. We pray that, yes, we pray that you give us a mind of love, Father God, towards other people. We pray that you'll lead us in the path of righteousness. And this morning, Father God, we pray that you give us a word that we can share to the people, Father God, that would edify them and make them feel better and comfortable, Father God, no matter what situation they're in or what problem they're going through, Father God. In the name and by the blood of Jesus Christ, I speak these things. Amen.
And they are decreed. We speak these words. My brother.
Yes.
Prayer warrior, my brother.
Yes.
All right. So today's topic is kingdom in need of participants by word and deed.
Yes.
So what we're going to talk about, if anyone's curious, is the fact that God calls us to become, to him more than just understanding or knowing. We have to also, there's actions. Belief, there's actions behind belief. When you believe in something, you're going to act upon it. So we need to understand the word of God, but we also need to be doers of the word of God. We have to be out there and be active participants.
Right.
Right? I mean, right. You can't belong to a club or a group or an organization without being an active participant.
Right.
We have to be active.
We have to be active.
And this is what God has been put on my heart. And we're going to share this morning. But we're going to start off with some scripture real quick so we can really start digging in. Because there's a lot going on with this topic. And I believe the Holy Spirit's going to lead me in a different direction with some of the stuff we have to say. But you want to start off with Colossians, Brother Charles?
Colossians 3:17.
Yeah. Good morning, Leroy Jackson. Good morning, John Talia. Good morning to all my 11421 friends out there.
Amen.
God bless you all. Jesus loves you. Woo! Come on.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 says, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Okay, there we go. All right, Brother Charles, Colossians. All right, mm-hmm. Paul's writing to the church in Colossians that whatever you do in word or in deed.
Indeed.
So what it's saying is whatever you say or whatever you do, it's not just here's what I say or here's what I do. It's say and do. Word and deed. So here it is, all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ooh, what a powerful thing, man.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing in the name of Jesus Christ, you've been doing it right. Because we all know that he's watching. And here's the thing. To say something in the name of Jesus Christ, you're representing him. You represent ambassadors to the kingdom, my brothers and sisters out there watching. We are ambassadors. We must do things for Jesus Christ.
Right.
We're here for a reason. We're not just sent to get saved and sit on the couch and eat Cheetos. No, we're here for more. God expects more. And we should want to do more. When the Spirit in us bubbling up, when the Spirit is alive in you and well, and he's well fed, that's the important thing. He's well fed. Because if you're not nourishing your spirit, you're never going to understand what God's trying to get you to do. And that's what I'm going to say this morning. This is the direction we're going to head in. So, Charles, as far as doing kingdom works in the name of Jesus,
right.
Tell our brothers something and our sisters. Do you have anything you want to say?
Kingdom work in the name of Jesus. Well, you know, me, I like to just, you know, kind of like, you know, go off my mind about it because,
yeah,
you know, it's nothing like, you know, trying to figure out Jesus and figure out God, and all you can do is tell your side of the story.
Amen. Come on. That's
you
right.
Know, kingdom in need of participants by word and deed. You know, our body is a deed, you know. Our body is a deed. It's a temple. It's a house. And the deed belongs to God, you know. And, you know, I mean, we're renting it. We're not owners.
That's true, yes.
You know, and,
come on.
We're participants.
Come on now.
We're participants of this house. And inside this house, which is our temple, which is our body, we have to take care of it. We have to secure it. We have to comfort it.
Well, we need to honor God with our bodies. Yeah.
We have to protect it.
Brother Charles, that's right.
We have to protect it, you know.
God paid the price. Jesus Christ on the cross paid for our bodies. Charles mentioned. We're temporary. This is our temporary residence. But we need to take care of it. Just like if you put a deposit down with your landlord and then you're going to move out and all of a sudden the place is wrecked, you ain't getting your deposit back. We need to take care of these bodies. We need to walk in truth. We need to walk in love. We need to represent as if we owned it ourselves. And Jesus paid the price.
You don't want nobody to go inside of a temple or a house. And love is not there, you know. Protection is
it's
not
all
there.
About the love. Come on now. And then we're going to move on because here's the thing. We just want you to get the understanding of word and deed. It's more than that. I'm going to dig into it deeper because you say, well, any word and deed, okay, what is that all about? Well, we're going to show you right now. John, let's get over to John 5 and 39. Yeah, but remember this. Everything we do in the name of Jesus. Keep that in the, remember that. Everything, word and deed. It's not just word. It's word and deed. We need to be involved in both aspects.
Yes.
We can't just, we need both. One without the other, it's not going to work. It's
right.
Not going to work. So we need to know.
Yeah.
That we need to. And you ready on 5 and 39?
5 and 39.
Yeah.
Right. John chapter 5.
That's right.
Verse 39. Yeah. Says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are that which testify of me.
Go one more.
It says that if ye would not come to me, that ye might have life.
All right. Woo! Jesus Christ himself is saying this right now. He's mentioning to the brothers willing to hear, the Pharisees mostly, is what he's talking to, and the scribes.
Search the scriptures.
And here's what it is, my brothers and sisters out there. We all get aware of it. We need to read the Bible. But know that the Bible itself, just reading it, getting head knowledge, searching the scriptures, looking for things to sound good or to feel good about yourself, that's not going to cut it. That's not going to cut it. You need to know that the Bible is where you come, and it's your source. The church is your source. Your friends and your neighbors are your source of information. You congregate, we talk. And we need to know that knowledge is not enough. We need knowledge with action. And we can't just, stand that. We need to know that everything we do, we get lost sometimes with the understanding. We need to be around other people to sometimes I get something and I'm not sure, and I'm like, hey, what about this? And you talk to somebody about it.
Yeah.
And they say, well, Eddie, that sounds good, but look at it this way. Okay, so we're not perfect. We're trying, but we always need to know that that's why, Brother Charles, if I got something I say to you, and you're going to say, well, Eddie, that sounds good, but here's what I think. You understand?
Right.
It takes more than one piece to build a puzzle, okay? And sometimes you confuse it. So someone says, hey, here's the piece you need. So we need to understand that it's
searching for it.
That's right. And we can't just, and here's what it is also. We need to get around people more. We need to let the Holy Spirit come in and help us too. And we cannot lean on our own understanding. So if we're in there, and what Jesus is referring to here is the scribes, they know the word back and forth. These Pharisees, these Sadducees, they knew the word. They knew the word. They could recite it. Everywhere. They sounded smart. They were clean cups on the outside, shiny. But inside, they were rotten. Because their outside was representing them, not their inside. We are from the inside out. God looks at the heart. He don't care about the outward appearance.
Right.
So what we need to do is understand. Just by reading the word, it may shine us up on the outside, and we're going to get, look at that, bling, bling. No. Inside is what matters. It's going to start. The really true way to clean your cup is from the inside out. Don't start on the outside. Don't try to get all puffed up with knowledge and wisdom so you can walk around the streets and point people out. Hey, man, you can't do that. The Word of God says you can't do that. But meanwhile, you're doing something else.
Right.
Take the speck. Don't tell your brother about the speck in his eye. Well, you got a whole tree in your eye.
Right.
Man, you don't know, man.
Right.
We need to know that. There are going to be people out there, religious people, that are going to want to come around and think that they're above the rest. They're dressed in nice robes as they
right.
were on the day of Jesus. They wear the nice rings. They
right.
like the nice seats of honor. And they'd walk around and people would come up and kiss their ring. And they'd say, ooh, look, there's a Sadducee. There's a Pharisee. There's a mighty man of God
right.
who knows the word.
Right.
You can know the word all day. It don't matter. You ain't got...
Right.
You ain't doing it, then you are, what is the big deal? What is all that knowledge if you're not using it? What is wisdom? What is knowledge if you're not applying it? If
right.
you're not applying it to change and alter
right.
or better someone's life, if not your own. Don't just use this word
right.
to lift yourself up. These words are designed to lift others up. And if God puts you in a position where you're called to speak, preach, or lead, you need to do so.
Right.
Amen. So, look, Charles, knowledge is not enough.
Knowledge is not enough.
We can't just be leaning on our own understanding either.
he says right here, he says that they are they which testify of me.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of people, like you say, they want to tell their story. They want to, you know, manifest their conversation,
yeah.
manifest their words. Some people hide behind words. But he says in 40, and ye will not come to me that ye may have life.
That's right, life. Woo, there
they
it is.
They just come to me, you know, with a testimony, you know, with words to have life, but you're going to come to me, you know, with righteousness, with godliness, with holiness.
That's right. Come on now.
You know, searching out the scriptures, you know, searching for the heart of Christ so that you, you know, might have eternal life in heaven.
Well, here's the funny thing about that, Charles, because something just came through you spoke. We're searching the scriptures, it says, but what are we doing outside? What are we searching? A lot of us aren't even searching the scriptures. Well, they're searching the bars, the liquor stores. We're searching the man on the street corner selling a bag of dope. We're searching all these things that aren't going to fill the void. We need to search the scripture, but we need to seek out God himself, Jesus Christ, the only one that's going to fill that void. He is wisdom for us. We can't lean on our understanding. We need to know. We need to know that Jesus Christ, like you had just mentioned.
Verse 41 says, I receive not honor from men.
That's right. Woo, there we go.
I receive not honor from men.
We're more than Brian Cosgrove.
Man, it is impossible.
Yeah. Come on now. Do not lean on your own understanding.
Yes.
Do not lean on your pastor's understanding. Don't lean on the Pope of the Catholic Church understanding. Don't lean on Billy Graham's understanding. Lean on God's understanding. He will use others. Don't get it mixed up. He'll use others. He'll use great people, mighty men of God, like Billy Graham and other preachers like Joel Osteen I've watched,
yeah.
and all these others. Don't listen to what people say. Judge, come to understand it for yourself. Your spirit in you is there to testify to the truth of all things that you hear. So also, if you're reading your word, you'll understand if people are going to come at you the wrong way. They're going to say something that's not true. You're going to know if I'm telling you something that's not true, because if you're in the word, don't count on what I say.
Trust in the Lord with
you better back up what I say. You better back up whatever you hear with your own understanding,
yes.
but not your own understanding, but your own knowledge of the word, what it says. Match it up,
all right, brother.
And then we need to know that
right.
God gave us all the spirit. We're all saved. We're all entitled. We're to the same spirit. We're one mind. We're one accord. When you get into a church, know that when I'm in my church, I know I'm in the right spot because my spirit testifies to what my pastor is telling me. And I'll even know things that they're going to speak about before they even speak. So that's when you know you're in one spirit, one mind, one accord. And that's what we need to be, my brother. And then we're going to move on, brother Charles. We're going to get over to James. We're going to turn to, if you guys are following your Bible, we're going to James chapter 2 and verse 18, James. And we need to understand that it's more than just searching the scriptures. It's more than just reading the word. It's more. That's just the beginning. You're going to start a new job. You're going to get training first.
Right.
Don't expect to show up to a job and just do what you want. They're going to train you. They're going to equip you
right.
with all the tools necessary to do the job properly. We need to know this is how the kingdom works too. God didn't leave us as orphans. Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. He gave us his spirit. And as well as that, we have his word. We're blessed in this day, in this time, because we have Bibles all over where back then they had these long scrolls and there was one in a town and they all had a commune on a Sunday or whatever they decided to read from it. Not everyone had a Bible. We're blessed. We've got not only the Bible in a paper form, but we also have the Bible. We have the Bible also in internet and all that. So just know that we need to know. We need to know that the Bible is available to all. No excuse. We need to get in the Word. And it's great that you tune in and watch us on a Monday and even Tuesdays with the ladies. But know that if that's all you're getting, your spirit is skinny. Your spirit is starving.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll invite you over for a meal on Monday morning.
Nutrition.
My brother Charles will be here. We'll invite you over to the table for a meal on a Monday morning
right.
at 10 a.m. and 11. But what do you do Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday? We need to feed ourselves. We can't be skinny in the spirit.
Right.
You know? Woo! Come on, you can never get too much word of God. All right, let's get on with to James.
James chapter 2, verse 18.
Yes, sir.
Verse 18 says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
Wow.
He says that a man will say. Now, yes. Notice God said it is impossible with men, but all things are possible through God.
Amen. Now, check this out. Woo. Here it is. James tells him. You, some people will say, but I have faith, okay, and you have work. So someone will say, like, you know, I got the barbecue, and you got the meat. So let's have a you know, party. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No. You need both. Here it is. Ready? Your faith is going to be proved by the works that you're doing.
Right.
Okay? So some people say, well, I got faith. What makes you say that? Well, I go to church.
Okay.
All right, what do you do after church?
Oh, I don't know.
You end up in doing what is that called, when they go out and have brunch and drinking mimosas. So people going to church.
Yeah.
Walking out of church, getting their church on, they say, oh, I went to church. No, don't just go to church. Participate in your church. Be involved in your church. Don't just show up to church just so you're going to tell your mama, oh, mama, I went to church. Don't worry about me. I'm blessed. I'm highly blessed and favored this week because I just went to church. And I, instead of putting 10 in the box, I put 20 in.
Yes.
God appreciates you doing what you're doing,
but
he expects more. We all need to know that this is the kingdom is an active participant. That you need to be active in the kingdom.
Right.
Jesus hung on a cross for us, not so we could sit down and just lay back and, you know, oh, okay.
Look at what
Joel.
I do.
Yeah, watching Joel, seeing some, well, checking out like a sermon on the internet. No, we need to be more. You need to feed yourself. You need to build up your spirit. Your spirit will be skinny. Food? It's for the stomach, but the word is for the spirit.
Right.
We need to feed our spirit on regular basis. Man don't live by bread alone. We know that. But every word that proceeded from the Father's mouth, God's mouth.
Right.
Don't you know that the word of God is more important than a T-bone steak, a mashed potatoes, and cream spinach? It's more important than a Chinese buffet, a half-price special at lunch. It's more important than an Egg McMuffin in the morning. This word of God is your eternal life. It's your spiritual food. Our body, the spirit is our life.
Wow.
The word of God, we in God, it's our life. So we need to be aware of that. So when someone says, I got faith. But you got works.
You got works.
No. You ain't going to have works unless you have faith. Okay?
Show me thy faith without thy works.
Don't you know that it's impossible to have one without the other?
Right.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work. So if you have faith, your faith, by your faith, your works will shine. Okay? It's not necessarily just running out and feeding 100 homeless people or standing in front of the Walmart praying for 50 people with walkers and wheelchairs. That's not what it's all about.
Right.
It's more than that. It's more than that. It's more than that. You have to believe that God is there, everything we do. We have to hear the voice of God. If we're not hearing the voice of God, what are we doing?
Right.
We need to know. We need to know. God is involved in everything we do. Everything we do. And we need to know that through faith, we are saved. And we're going to get to that later.
Right.
But by faith in Jesus. So think about how important faith is. And then the works will come. The works of walking in the things Christ wanted us to walk in. So we need to be aware of that.
Right.
And then we're going to move on to Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 33.
Yeah. So know that it's important that we do understand that by faith, we will have works. So it's, if you plant a tree, it's going to bear fruit eventually as long as you water it. So we need to know that by faith, works will bud from the tree. It will be, it's just going to come naturally. And remember, whatever we do in word and deed. And don't just search scriptures.
Right.
Be ready to walk out things once you come to understand it. And then, you ready on Ezekiel 33? 31,
33 and 31,
yeah.
33 and 31 says,
and they come unto thee as the people come, mm-hmm. and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness.
Ooh, man, Ethan really puts it down for there. Okay, so basically what it's saying, and he wrote this many years ago, so they came to you as people do. They sit before you as my people, and they hear your words.
Yeah.
But they do not do them, for with their mouth they show much love, but with their heart they pursue their own gain.
Yes.
Okay.
You talk a good talk.
Amen. That's right. Now it's
you
time
walk
to,
a good walk.
You better walk
you
good
got
walk.
Faith.
Come on now.
But if you ain't going to show me your works as your people, let me do the work for you. I don't need to hear your faith.
I want to see your faith. You can talk all day. I've heard it. I got two ears. I can hear one person chirping on one side, another person chirping on the other.
Yeah.
But it's my eyes that are going to come to
right.
show me
it
that I'm going to realize that, yeah, you're doing something.
It says that, and they hear thy words.
Ooh, they're listening. Right. God gave you two ears. Boy, why are you listening and not doing? Here it is. So they came to, as our people, they sit before you. They hear your words,
right.
but they do not do them.
Right.
They show love with their mouth, but their hearts pursue their own gains. Here it is, ready? When you go into church, you're coming on a Sunday, and they even go on a Wednesday twice a month. Who knows? But you're coming on a Sunday. You're hearing the words of the pastor. Ooh, it sounds great. You're getting up. Hallelujah. You're cheering. You're showing much love with your. Yeah, Pastor. Good word, Pastor. Woo, come on. Come on. Keep preaching. Yeah, holla.
Hallelujah.
Come on. I can't wait for the orphan box.
Yeah.
You're going 30 at this time because you're so excited. You got goosebumps.
Yeah. Woo. Wow.
Whistle. Woo, woo, woo. There it is. You're shooting fireworks.
Yeah.
Ooh, what happens when you walk out that door? You get in the car. Oh, that dog. When you get home, your dog peed on the rug. Oh, that damn dog. Get over here. Boom, you kick him out. What? My wife is late. She didn't get me an egg McMuffin. She got me a sausage biscuit. I told you, woman. Come on now. Oh, mama, I ain't got time for this. This is a family crisis.
Right.
Boom. Cussing your mama out. Do whatever came to you in church. And when they weren't here,
revealing thy words as a love.
Took that 6-8 inch journey and went out the other ear. We need to let it go one ear, get into the mind, let it come down to the heart. We need to bless ourselves with, here we go. Why are we going to listen and not act? Why? Because faith. You think that your faith is proven by coming to church? Well, I believe in God. I believe in God, yeah, because I go to church every Sunday. Okay, wow. Okay. All right, good. Yeah, then what do you do? Well, I only go to the bar 3 times a week now. You know, I've been down to once a month at the strip club because they cut down my overtime, so I really can't afford it. I'm only using marijuana 5 times a week, cocaine twice a month, and so I'm cutting down on what I'm doing because my faith is really getting stronger. Are you kidding me? You half in, don't know, you know that Jesus Christ said if you are lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out.
Right.
Get off the fence. Ain't your butt hurting by sitting on that fence too long? You're sitting on a picket fence. You don't even realize that you got a stick and digging into you so deep. Don't you realize you're better off being cold than being lukewarm? Woo, you got a much better chance.
Right.
Come on now. Woo, don't even play that game. What do you want? It's like drinking cold soup. You want it hot.
Yeah.
Jesus wants you hot, on fire for him. Because you know what it is? You're walking around with a lukewarm attitude. You're not being respectful. What did it say with the first scripture we read? Word and deed. Do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you do, in word and deed, in the name of the Lord, give it thanks to the Father. How dare you be a false ambassador or a lukewarm ambassador showing up with half your game on? You ain't going to win no Super Bowl with half your game on. Come on now. No, don't even understand. God is calling us to Ooh, the spirit inside of us is perfect. It's so strong, you don't even know because you never took the time to get to know. You're too busy in church listening to what the pastor say and running out and acting like, wow. It's more than that, my brothers and sisters, kingdom participants. This is more than just showing up to church on Sunday. This is getting involved, being active participant. I didn't join the football team so I could ride the bench. I got involved because I wanted to be the quarterback. Woo! Right. Make the big play.
The big play.
God's calling us to be playmakers.
Right.
We are playmakers. We accept Jesus Christ. Right. Now what?
Yeah.
Now what? Oh, well, okay. This guy told me save a... I was out there smoking a joint, and this one church grew up. They're all wearing the same T-shirt. They look so nice. He said, Jesus loved me.
Yeah.
They got a plan for my life. I even put down that joint, and I stopped, and I listened. And they told me, say this prayer, and I don't have to worry anymore. Because everything I do, God forgives me for. And it's okay for me to be who I am. Because God loves me. And all I do is have to say this prayer. And I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. They told me I'm going to heaven. Are you kidding me? No, it's much more than that. The prayer is just the beginning. We need to confess with our tongue. But believe in our heart.
Right.
Woo, you can't believe anything in your heart without getting
right.
up and doing something about it. No, let's know that
right.
it's true God loves you.
Yeah.
And it's true that we need to make a public declaration, confess
yeah.
our tongue that Jesus is Lord. But man, you better know
yeah.
it's more than that. And I'm going to, we're going to have a commercial in a minute or two, but we're going to talk more about that. But don't you know?
Don't
you
know?
Of course, you guess what?
Listen,
you're probably saying,
what it says right
yeah.
here.
I don't know because you're not listening. Tell them, Charles.
It says, thou so much love.
Come on.
From their mouth.
Woo.
It, you know, a person can say, I love you, but it doesn't necessarily mean that their works is going to line up with their faith. You know, they might not have the faith to love you. And if they don't have the faith to love you, they don't have the works to love you. And if they don't have the faith and the works to love you, it's just words of mouth.
Come on now.
You know?
Man, somebody telling me they love me, but they're going to run over my dog. They're going to throw a brick through my window. You know what? You want to tell me you love me? Don't even waste your breath. Send me a greeting card.
Yes.
I'll even give you a dollar. You can buy two for a dollar at the dollar store.
Yes.
Don't tell me anything unless you're going to back it up with words. Mail me a greeting card from a distance. I'll respect you more. Don't be coming in with deception and lies. Come on, don't tell me you love me. Show me you love me, what God is saying. Jesus Christ, you say, I love you, Lord Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, Jesus said, good. Show me by your words, your faith. You need to be backed up by your deeds,
right.
your works. My brother Charles,
yeah.
I'm getting excited now. Woo! Come on now.
He says, but their heart going after their covenant.
Woo! Their own purpose.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Come on now.
I know that I said that I love them.
They're pursuing their own game.
Yes. But I don't have works, but I have covetousness.
Oh, that's your works. But
yes.
they ain't the works of Jesus Christ. Those are the works of the devil.
I know I said I love you, but I don't have faith. But I have covetousness.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I have the covenant. Find you out here in the world.
I love you so much, I'm jealous
yes,
of you. That's what they're saying. I love you so much, I'm coveting you. I love you so much that I'm going to get close enough so I can look for a little crack, a little weakness in you and exploit it and knock you down. That's what's going on with the church today.
Right.
Oh, no. People are getting close enough. What did they say? Keep your friends close, put your enemies closer. Oh, that's of this world. I don't believe that's of the kingdom.
Right.
Why are you keeping enemies closer? Because you're going to pretend you like them.
Yes.
You're going to pretend you like
them. You're going to pretend.
It's like that dog that come up and he's going to sniff at you and wag his tail. And when you go to pet him, he's going to take a bite at your finger.
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
We need true kingdom people that are going to be
by
word and deed. If you know the word, you better be showing it by the deed. If you got faith,
right.
You're going to have work. So how deep is your faith, right?
Right.
Ooh, I think we got a commercial.
We got a commercial?
All right. Ooh, come on. I need a minute to catch myself. We're going to take a commercial break now. And stay tuned in, Blog Radio people. Thank you for listening.
In.
Stay tuned. We're going to commercial.
Yeah, for the men and women of God. Hey, how you gonna catch if you don't cast? Do it. Do it, do it. It ain't nothing like good music. You gotta be obedient. Show me what to do. Tell me where to go. I've laid back for too long. It's time to let them know that our souls need to be safe. Some have nowhere left to go. I got plenty work to do until you say I'm through. Lord, I'm waiting for your order. People tell me what we do is so important. The Bible says the harvest is plenty for the laborers of you. Stop warming up the pews because there's work to do. Lord, let me be the man. Say the word, I'll be there, whatever you demand. As you know, the time is ticking and the world is out of hand. Help me be a voice that they can understand. I'm still waiting for your order. I can't think of nothing that is more important. You know the harvest is plenty for the laborers of you. Start warming up the peace because there's work to do.
I'ma do it, do it.
What you act upon, The mind is what you think upon, but the heart is what you act upon, right? Okay, so here it is. They do not, because look, they're showing much love. And this is going back, Ezekiel was written 500 years before Christ, I guess, somewhere right. around it. So we're talking over 2,500 years ago. But don't you think society back then has the same issues as society today, minus Facebook and Snapchat and Twitter, okay? Now it's even worse. We got more infectious ways to bless somebody,
right.
to show love with our tongue. We don't even need our tongue anymore to fool you in love, to fake you out. We got a Facebook post. Woo, Snapchat. Oh, look at this. You know, yes. we're just showing off. All it is, it's allowing.
Yes.
It's food for the pride. The pride is right. not of God. It's right. not of the Holy Spirit. We know the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Meekness, gentleness, humbleness.
Yes. Pride is about. From someone that, you know, you can't tell them anything. They believe that, they know it all, and that's the front of sin, that's the front of word, which is not a bad thing if their pride is a person that bless you. You just got to be able to control yourself.
Control, self-control. That's probably one of the fruits, to control yourself. Yes. Take control. God gave us dominion
right.
in this world. We must have dominion over our tongue, too.
We must have dominion.
The tongue, you better tame it
yes.
with God, with the help of God.
It's going to tame you.
So here it is.
Right.
The church. So look at what it says. Again, Ezekiel, I believe, is talking about people will come to hear the words that he says. Thus saith the Lord. And they're hearing it. They're going, ooh. But it's like, it was like back then, that's the closest thing they got to the National Enquirer. Are you kidding me? When
right.
they didn't have a TV. They didn't have the magazines and newspapers. People would show up to the square and the prophet would speak. Then they'd hear the prophet speak. Then they'd run around and gossip and talk
yes.
and either yay or nay.
Days of our lives. Young and the rest.
Yeah, that's right. Woo, come
all
on.
All my children.
Oh, General Hospital,
General
give
Hospital.
Me a break. Oh, some of them have them with shit praising the Lord in heaven and wanted to take him away and kill him. The prophet had a tough job.
Yeah.
He wasn't playing back then. It was no, woo. We need to know that
right.
lead people are hearing the words, but they're not doing the words. Because
right.
their heart pursues their own name. Self-seeking pride, all evil things will follow that. We know that because it says that in James 3:14, 15, 16. It'll tell you that. We need to control ourselves. We don't be pride. See, here's the thing, church. We got to call, okay. Greek is ekklesia, called out or assembly. So it's not a building, gentlemen and ladies. All right, we're going to take a caller. Woo!
Good morning. You're at the mansion. The mansion station.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Stevie Raymond.
Hey, what's going on, Stevie?
Oh, Ed, I can't believe all these people in the neighborhood told me about this good stuff you got going on. It's unbelievable, man. You're saving the world. I heard you heal. Brother Jack is saved from the devil.
Hallelujah. Well, and I appreciate my brother, Stevie, that you would try to give me credit, but I can't take the credit. It's the Jesus Christ, the Lord in me. I can tell you this. I'll take the credit for being obedient to the word of God to stand forth and get up here with my brother Charles and stand strong and let people know what God wants them to know. Because I don't just sit in church.
Brother Ed, I just need you to do me a favor, please, Brother Ed. I need a prayer. I need a prayer.
Go ahead.
You could save me. Stevie Raymond from Woodhaven. I need help.
All right, my brother Stevie. We're going to say a prayer for you, but know that God loves you, has a plan for your life, and this is something we need to come to realize. Don't just show up to church, because then you're just playing church. It's like we're playing doctor when we were a kid and we got in trouble, or playing house. No. We're playing Cowboys and Indians. This is real time. And Brother Stevie, I pray right now for the power of Jesus Christ to come upon you, that the Holy Spirit will baptize you. You will come to know who your Lord Jesus is. You will come to revelation of the Christ Jesus, that he will know, that you will truly know that you belong to him, that he paid the price. The kingdom is the inheritance for you is the kingdom of God, for those who believe in their heart.
Okay, Brother Ed, Stevie Raymond. And I just want to say a special shout out to Salt and Pepper, and I'll meet you at the 60 Park card table, buddy.
So on, Pepper. You talking about my love and Norma. Hallelujah. Those ladies love you, Brother Robin. And let me tell you something. You guys are in the house. Joey D's on the line. Woodhaven in the house. Joey D, how you doing? What up, Jeffrey Sega? Man, the 11421 is strong. Mike Mullahy, NYPD. Man, you guys are strong and supporting the word of God, and we love each and every one of you. And man, you knew me back then, and you know me now. This is what God does in your life. God comes into your life and transforms you. One minute you're in the circus bar, then 30 years later you're in the church here in Fort Worth. That's what happened to me. God transformed all of us. Just give him a chance. Don't show up to church and sit around and say much love. Show it with your actions.
Show it with your actions.
Thank you, brother, for calling in. Amen. Come on now. Ooh, we got another happy caller. Enough. These are the words.
Come on now. They are not all words. They're the words the Lord Jesus puts upon us. These are the words the Holy Spirit leads us to speak. All we could say is we got up and showed up. And that's all that matters. And then we let God do the rest for us. So,
yes.
Oh, everyone watching. No, man. Woo, Charles, we're fired up. Here we go. Man, this Ezekiel keeps speaking to us. Ezekiel 33, verse 31. They come and they sit before me. Don't just sit before me and watch this show on Monday and hear the words I say and run around and say, oh, well, look at Ed over here. Look at Charles. Do take forth what we say and apply it into your life. Apply everything we say to be applied in real time right now.
Right
now. Right now. This is the real deal. This is the word of God as God enabled us and empowered us to speak. This is the truth, the whole truth as we know it. We can't get up here and make it up and be all, this is it. Know that whatever we say, back it up.
Justice.
Come on now.
You know, everybody's seeking justice.
Oh, my shut up.
Come on. You run from the devil, you know, and you run to God, and you tell God, God, please, don't let the devil take me down today. And God says, oh, come on and eat with me and drink with me and live with me. And then you get all clothed and you get all full of the word and full of the food of God. You slept and spent the night, slept real good too. And then you wake up that morning and say, well, God, I'm gonna get ready to go out into the world.
Come on.
And then you're gonna go right back out to the new world, down there into sin, down there into hell. After running from him, you said, protect me from him. So
come on now.
Tell the devil. Come on, man. I mean, see, I'm not that. You know, I mean, I'm a good person. You know, I mean.
Cool, tell the devil that.
I mean, you know, man. I mean, I'm not. You know, I went to God. I went to Jesus Christ. But I mean, I didn't go to him. You know, like you know, to put a hit out on you or nothing like that.
All right, Charles. You know, let's move on. We got 10 minutes, and we gotta wrap some stuff up. Here it is. But just know that we are called out. We are the church. The church is not a building. We are the church.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ in us. We are the church. He's coming back for us because we are his church. He ain't going to be lifting buildings out like in the Wizard of Oz. The buildings are spinning in the air in a tornado. He's coming back for the people. The buildings are going to be staying here because he's going to give us better stuff, mansions in heaven. But here it is. We are called out, separated. We are different. We're an assembly set aside. So remember that. Here we go. We're going to 1 John 3 and 18.
1 John?
Yeah. 1 John 3 and 18. Because, man, you gotta get to the back end of it.
1 John 3 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to say, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Kingdom in need of practice.
There he is. Come
participants
on.
By word and deed.
Amen. Hallelujah. Come on.
Yes.
Say it, Charles.
Yes.
Come on, my little children.
Kingdom.
My little children.
A participant.
Are we having issues getting people calling in?
Yes.
Because people are saying, I don't know. We're still working on the calling.
How are we going to have participants if we don't birth kingdom children?
All right. Check this out. Little children, let us not love in word or tongue, but in deed and in truth. So don't be sending your mama a greeting card, okay,
right,
saying, I love you, mama. If you're not going to come paint her fence, mow her lawn, and give her a hug.
Right.
Man, come on now. I mean, we got greeting cards for that. God don't need any walk around
right,
like a Hallmark greeting card, or even cheaper one of those $2 for $1 cards, or a postcard. Come on now. Are we walking postcards for the Lord? We're more than that. We're called for more. Talk
right,
is cheap. To profess. That's what he's saying right here, John. To profess is to claim by words only, but to express.
Right.
Express. It's in words, gesture, and in conduct or actions. Don't profess. Express your love. Don't be running around like a greeting card because people already read you. People are tired. They're throwing a greeting card in the fire, using
right,
it to start a new fire. No. Show your love.
Right.
Don't be running around like that, Charles. They run around like a greeting card.
Yeah.
And they don't even got a stamp on their forehead. Come on now. Know that the Lord wants us to come to you in love. But love is an action.
Love is an action.
Come on now. You got to love somebody. Don't say, but when you tell your girl, oh, do you love me?
Yes.
Yes, honey, I love you. And what is she going to say? Prove it.
Prove
that
it.
That's what the Lord's saying. Jesus Christ saying, do you love me? Then prove it, because you're talking too cheap. Okay.
Here it is.
Talk is coming off of the tongue, and the tongue is not valuable.
Let's move on, because this last page, this is important. But here
okay,
it is. It says, we're going to jump right now over to, let's go over here. You know what, tell them about 1 Corinthians 6:9 real quick.
1 Corinthians?
Yeah. Yeah, because here it is.
6:9.
Boy, woo, actions. You're going to show who you are. You're going to show who you love. It's going to be proven. It's not going to be by your words. Your actions are going to show the truth. Okay, so let them know what's going on here.
1 Corinthians 6:9 says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but be not deceived,
woo,
neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers.
Oh, here we go. The list goes on and on.
Effeminate,
no,
nor yeah, abusers of themselves,
uh-huh,
with mankind.
Come on now, check this out. We know the list goes on of all the things that will not inherit the kingdom, but this is what I want to focus on. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Unrighteous.
Yes.
You're going to say, but we were already righteous. We don't know. Here it is. I'm going to get to that. But listen to this. The things, the actions people are doing. Don't you realize that if you're out there, the things that follow this verse, the fornicators, the liars, the cheaters, the adulterers, the drug dealers, the drug users, the pimps, the prostitutes, the scam artists, the stockbrokers, the cheaters in the street, the people that are just loving money and not loving God first, the things that the people are putting before God, those people are idolaters. Those people are adults. Anything you put before God is an idol in your life. So you
right,
might as well worship the gold calf or whatever. Go
right,
do yoga in front of a peach tree and whatever you want to do. But that's your idol. Don't be caught up in idols. Here we go. This is going right now to Romans 10, Charles. And I'm going to.
Romans 10.
Yeah. This is where we need to blow it up real quick. We got 5 minutes.
Romans
ready?
10. Go ahead.
Romans 10. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Okay, that's quoted from Deuteronomy 30:14. But here's what it says. This is in Romans 10. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Don't you realize if you go to Deuteronomy 30, verse 14, it says the word is near you, in your mouth and your heart, that you may do it. Moses is telling everyone, you may do it. The word is in your heart. The word is in your mouth. It's nearby you. But it's not God's fault if you don't do it and act upon it. That if you confess with your mouth, Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Okay. The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom. Here it says that if you confess with your heart, because for one, the heart believes into righteousness. So once your heart believes, you come into righteousness. So the things that you once done, you're not going to do anymore. You know why? Because you believe in your heart Your heart will command you. God will give you a new heart. You know why? Because it will cause you to walk in his ways. He will cause you to walk in his ways. Don't you realize that for the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses made unto salvation. Ooh, here it is. What you think in your mind, that's what you think in your mind.
Yes.
What you believe in
your mind,
heart.
Is a powerful
thing. That's right. What does it say? Lord Jesus. It says, if you confess with your mouth.
You
check it out. There's a distinction between the two. To confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe. Believe in your heart. You believe with your heart, not in your mind. To confess with your tongue, to believe in your heart, there's two things. Word and deed, okay?
Yes.
Word and deed, truth and love. You don't you know? That's the difference. To confess with your tongue is like sending your mama a greeting card. To believe in your heart that she's your mom and you love her, you're going to show up on Mother's Day and hug her and bring her some food. And you're going to mow her lawn and paint her fence. Because that's why your heart, because you believe in your heart. Come on now, don't be just sending greeting cards here. No, prove it. Believe it. Know that belief is an action. You can't believe and not act upon
it. It's a confession.
That's right.
You made a confess with your mouth before the Lord Jesus Christ.
Practice
says,
it.
Believe what is righteous. Believe in
That's
the
right.
judgment of God. Believe in the justice of God. He says, God hath raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. So if you raise a man or you raise a woman from the dead, you shall be saved.
All right, here it is. Ready?
Because you believe that.
Believe is an action. You put into practice. It's evidence. Evidence is what is evidence? It's truth. It's proven truth. This is evidence that you have in your heart. It's belief. You need to know that as your belief is the way you will act. Your character will be judged by your actions. Not by what you say, but what you do. To believe in your heart, you need to know you can't believe. Don't you realize that your character will be defined by your actions? Because people are going to look past your words. Your words are just going to fade away like a mist, you know. It's not true. The actions are the truth. We need to know to believe in your heart is to accept the truth that Christ is Lord.
Yes, he's Lord.
It says, if you believe, all things are possible in Mark 9:23. If you believe, all things are possible. Not if you just say.
Yes.
It takes it's a 1-2 punch.
Your confession is made unto salvation.
It's a 1-2 punch in the kingdom.
You're taking it to heaven. You're taking it to God. You're taking it to Jesus Christ.
1-2 punch it with God. It's word and deed. 1-2 punch. Word and deed. Amen. Ooh, come on.
You're taking the voice. You're taking the sound. You're taking the music. You're taking the entertainment. You're taking the deliverance. You're taking the healing. You're taking the grace. You're taking the mercy. You're taking it to righteousness. You're taking it unto salvation and confession.
Know that this message, there's a lot more to it. We can't even get through it in an hour. It's going to take a long time to get through this message. But guess what? This is just the beginning. That's why I encourage each and every one of you. This is just the appetizer. Okay, it's setting you up for the meal. Okay, this is like the mozzarella sticks and the baked clams or the shrimp cocktail.
Oh.
It's meant to whet your appetite just enough to get on that menu and order that T-bone and start digging in.
Yes.
Amen.
Look, we want you to dig in, brothers and sisters. I'm not here to toot my own horn for an hour.
Yes.
We're not here. I got better things to do on a Monday morning, like sleep. But God said, get up and do this. So guess what? We want to encourage each and every one of you to get more involved. Let us bring you the appetizer, but it's up to you to order from the menu and dig in further. Get the truth out of here. Remember, what I really would want to ask everyone to say, study Romans 10. Romans 10 will really enlighten you and bring you up to speed what's going on. We need to love. Charles, you know, I know you like this scripture. Don't love in word or in tongue.
Don't love in
word
or tongue.
But need it in truth. So, man, don't be just sitting around, you know, oh, I went to church, so I must love God. No, don't be deceived, it says. Do not be deceived. If you love God, you're going to go to church. You know why? Because you're going to get your marching orders.
Right.
Then you're going to go out and do. Be doers of the word, not just hearing. Don't be just listening.
The Bible says they're all hearing, but they don't hear. They're all seeing, but they do not see.
That's right.
You know, they'll hear what they want to hear. You know, they see what they want to see. And then when they hear what they want to hear and see what they want to see, they perceive upon it, they act upon it, they become justified, and they become judgmental towards it. It is the activity, it is the technology, and the entertainment of God.
Thank you for watching, everyone. I guess we'll run out of time. We love it, each and every one of you. And guess what? My love is not a greeting card. I don't just say I love you. I prove it by showing up on a Monday. That's what word and deed is. I just tell you I love you, but I come and back it up with what I feel is something that will help you grow spiritually, help you walk more in the light, and let your light shine before all that you see. Brother Charles, tell him, man. Goodbye. Holla.
Goodbye. Holla. Holla.
Thank you.